Welcome to Living with Jesus. Each week we celebrate life with Jesus, praying for Him to reveal Himself. And we pray that you'll have more fulfilling and rewarding relationship with the Lord. Amen. So, what is your relationship with Jesus?
Good morning. I'm David Jopie, Living with Jesus. This week our podcast focuses on loving neighbors through life with Jesus. This week we talk about being sure that you love your neighbor through life with Jesus. Jesus reigns, hallelujah. You may be sure to love the children of God when you love God and obey His commandments. On the other hand, worldly neighbors may sorely afflict you, persecuting you because of your faith. But show them honorable conduct, and God will work in your life so the world may glorify God on the day of visitation. The Lord is patient with you, but the earth and the works done on it will be exposed. The works of the law are written on worldly hearts, and the day will come when God judges the secrets of men by Jesus Christ. Jesus said that nothing is covered up that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be made known. And He adds that the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say. As for people under the law, praise by the Holy Spirit is not from men, but from God. So, God will execute judgment, putting down one and lifting up another. The cup of the wicked will be drained down to the dregs and be cut off. But the Lord Jesus offers His body and blood with bread and wine, so the cups of the righteous may humbly be lifted up. So then, love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. This is assured because love originates with God. You will always have the love of God in Christ Jesus your Lord. Moreover, you may fulfill the whole law, but to do this, you have to love your neighbor as yourself. But hold on to the testimonies of the Lord, for they are righteous forever. He gives you understanding, for eternal life is from Jesus. In Christ, the message you have heard from the beginning is that you should love one another. For even children know not to love in word or talk, but to love in deed and in truth. Do not trust every spirit in the world, but test the spirits to see if they are from God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. So when the Holy Spirit with you testifies to neighbors about Jesus and the gospel, you may be assured you are from God. A second test of the spirits is that whoever is reconciled to God listens to you as His people, and whoever is not from God does not listen to you. By their listening, you know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. And a third test is that you love because God first loved you. This commandment you have from God: whoever loves God must also love his neighbor. So then, you love your neighbor, but hold first to the Lord in love. For God will deliver you. He will protect you because you know His name. When you call to Him, He will answer you. He will be with you in trouble. He will rescue you and honor you. With long life, He will satisfy you, and He will show you His salvation. But more importantly, the Lord is your strength and your song. He has become your salvation. For the Lord takes pleasure in His people, and He adorns the humble with salvation. Let us pray to God in heaven. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
We pray that this week podcast has encouraged your faith in Jesus Christ and that you'll continue in His love. In His holy name, amen. What is your relationship with Jesus?